morning. I'd like this morning to speak on the sugya of Eruv Tafilin, which is very much relevant this year, seeing as the first 2 days of Yom Tov for Thursday and Friday, Shabbat is our first day Chol HaMoed, to be able to cook and do other melachos from Friday to come Shabbat. The principle of Eruv Tafilin is fairly clear. Let's take the simplest case of cooking and baking. Cooking and baking is min ha-melachos ha-motoros on Yom Tov. One's allowed to cook on Yom Tov. However, there's an issa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And that Chazal instituted a mechanism of Eruv Tafshilin, which permits a person to be able to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos and not be over any issa. Seemingly very simple, but there are many shailas associated with this. The first thing we have to understand is that Eruv Tafshilin is only a mechanism midrabbonon, and therefore can only be mati was also midrabbonon. If there be any Surah Dereis involved from cooking from Friday to Shabbos, then Eruv Tafshilin is not going to help you. Eruv Tafshilin is no more than to be Matin Nisra Drabbonon. So we have to know, firstly, is it only Nisra Drabbonon to cook from Friday to Shabbos, or is it possible that Nisra Dereis, and therefore Eruv Tafshilin wouldn't help? In fact, it's a Gemara in Psochim Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses whether Minatur one's allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Rav Chisda's shita is, although one may not cook from Yom Tov to a weekday, Yom Tov one may cook, but clearly Minatur one may not cook from Yom Tov to a weekday, but from Yom Tov to Shabbos, seeing Kedusha, it's the same Kedusha Achasi, Minatur one is allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Minatur. Rav Chisda holds, Sochei Shabbos, nothing but Yom Tov. There's no problem cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Minatur. We're discussing Minatur for the moment. Rabba disagrees. Rabba holds it awesome minatoya to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Just as one may not cook from Yom Tov to a weekday, one may not cook minatoya from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Says the Gemara, so how come we cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos with the aid of an Eruv Tafshilin? Eruv Tafshilin surely can only permit Isur Yerabbanon. Says the Gemara, very important halacha. Although it's awesome minatoya to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos according to Rabba, but there's a principle of hoil. Hoil means sin. Hoil or miklele orchim. It's a principle that min ha-Torah, since when one cooks, let's say a person cooks on Yom Tov for Shabbos, as we say it's also min ha-Torah, but there's a matir which is called hoyer, that since it's possible that guests may turn up on Friday afternoon on Yom Tov still, and he will serve them with the food they prepared for Shabbos, that's what takes it away from the Issa Dereis. So the principle of hoyer u'mikla le'urchim. In other words, even according to Rabba, although somebody really, one is not allowed to cook min ha-Torah from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but with the help of the principle of hoyo, that permits us to cook, because we say that it's possible, since if guests will turn up, he could serve them this food, it's not considered cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But it's only with the help of the principle of hoyo that min ha-Torah one may cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And then, only, so, there's no Issa Dereisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but nevertheless Chazal instituted an Issa Drabbanon, whether it's according to Rav Chisda, whether according to Rabba, even with there is Hoyer, which is all tells us there's no Issa Dereisa, but it's still an Issa Drabbanon, and on that Eruv Tafshilin helps. But the important thing to remember is according to Rabba, it's only reduced to a Drabbanon because we have the Svar of Hoyer. Tosfos says a big Chiddush for Halacha, that this principle of hoyel, which reduces it from an Issa Dereisa to an Issa Drabbanon, will not apply for somebody who cooks very close to Shabbos on Friday afternoon, at a time when it's unlikely that guests would come, and it's unlikely you'll be able to serve guests with that food. According to Rabba, that the only heter why Minatoya is permitted to cook on Fridays is with the tzirch of hoyel, one has to cook the Oida Yom Goru while early on Friday afternoon, because only then can one be Senech on Hoyer to take away the Issa Dereis, and then there's only an Issa Drabbanon with a heter Eruv Tafshilin. However, according to Rabba, if you would cook very close to Shabbos for Shabbos, and according to Rabba, there will be an Oida Issa Dereis, and Eruv Tafshilin is not going to help you. According to Rav Chisda, it will help you, because Rav Chisda holds always Minatoya one may cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it's only an Issa Drabbanon. But according to Rabba, we have to always keep in mind that we're being Senech on the heter of Hoyer. And says Tosfos clearly that if you cook Samoch L'Shabbos at the time when Ochin cannot come, according to Rabba, it's an Issa Dereisa, and Eruv Tafshilin will not help you. How do we paskin between the Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda? In that, the Rishonim are split down the middle. Some Rishonim paskin Rav Chisda, which, as we explained, is Lekula. Sochei Shabbos Nasim beyond, there's no problem cooking Yom Tov to Shabbos, there's no only Nisra Drabbanon, Eruv Tafshilin is Matir. That's some Rishonim. Other Rishonim, including the Rambam, paskin like Rabba, that the reason how the mechanism of Eretz only helps because there's no Issa derived to the foyer. Says the Mogen Avraham, in Shulchan Aruch it's not clear how we pass in like Kabbalah Chisda, but the Mogen Avraham takes on that we pass in like Rabbah. We pass in like Rabbah that the heter of Eretz Tafshilin is only because there's no Issa derived to the Sif of Hoyer. And again, the Mogen Avraham therefore says, he brings down the Tosfos in Shochem, and he says, therefore one may not and one's not allowed to cook on Friday afternoon in the Kabbalah Yom Tov. Samuch the Shabbat, it's an Issa deraita. If one will cook on Friday afternoon, Samuch the Shabbat at the time where it's unlikely a guest would come, it's an Issa deraita to cook. There's no heter of hoyel, and the Eruv Tashrin is levatola. The person has been over an Issa deraita. That's how the Mogen Avraham paskins. You have Kiveg in two places, and the Negev Yehuda in two places, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. They all follow in the Mahalach of the Mogen Avraham that the heter of Eruv Tashrin is built on hoyel. And if that's the case, it's an Issa deraita to cook on Friday afternoon some of the Shabbos. One has to cook by Eid HaGim Gog. The Mishnah Berurah, however, and his long arichos in the Bir Halacha, goes to the Rishonim, and he says that there is a tzad, b'shas hadchak, somebody who Friday afternoon had never managed to prepare their food for Shabbos, early on enough, it came too close to Shabbos, which as the Mogen Avraham says, one's not allowed to cook, it's an Issa deraita. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's Friday, it's only second day Yom Tov, not first day Yom Tov, it's only in a Drabonon anyway, our second day Yom Tov, cooks well, it's only a Drabonon. Then B'Shas HaTchak, one hasn't yet cooked, prepared one's food early on Friday afternoon, B'Shas HaTchak, one may prepare the food some of the Shabbat, it's only a Drabonon, so one could be Tomech on Rav Chisda. And then he says, even if the Friday is first day Yom Tov, which is a Shaila D'oraita, possibly one could also be make a B'Shas HaTchak if it's really necessary, but there's no question about it that one has to cook B'Oid HaYom Gog, not leave it to the last minute like one might do on a normal Friday afternoon. It's a Shaila D'oraita.
Cooking or preparing?
Sorry?
Cooking or preparing?
We're going to come up to the other Melachos. Another Nafkimina brought down in the Poskim, which I might as well, but the Poskim discussed it, an interesting Shaila. When the last day's Pesach, the 7th day and 8th day Pesach, can happen, it doesn't happen this year, they can fall on a Friday and a Shabbos. Achen Shal Pesach is Shabbos, Shvi Shal Pesach is Friday. Again, one uses the day of Tashrin to cook on Friday to Shabbos. A lot of people have a minhag not to eat gevrot, except for the 8th day Pesach, they will not eat gevrot on 7th day Pesach. So the question is, can one prepare gevrot to food on 7th day Pesach on Friday for Shabbos? Now again, this is Lechoy Tolan Machlekes Rav and Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, there's no problem. One's not allowed to eat it on Friday, but one can prepare Tzorchei Shabbos Nath and Beyond it. One could make a block for there are other Shabbos involved, but one could cook Knedlach on Friday for Shabbos without any problem. But according to Rav, the Eruv Tafshilin only works by reducing the Issa D'oraita with the help of Hoyo. Now one could eat it on Friday before Shabbos, possibly one could argue that gevrokta food, one wouldn't serve somebody on Friday afternoon, and there's absolutely no heter of hoyel in this case where you will not eat the food till it's Achim Shal Pesach. The Sechema discussed it as a true of the Lahoyos Nosen for the Rebach Shrita. One of the main heter is it's only a minhag, and possibly a guest would come who's not makbid on the book, so possibly it's also Shaila. There are other Shailas as well, which we're not going into now. So till now we've discussed fairly clear the melacha of asiyah and bishul cooking food melachas involved in actually preparing the food, which is quite clear. Midrabanan it's also to do for Shabbos, and with the aid of Eruv Tafshilin it becomes mutter to do. However, what's not clear is three other categories of melachas which one would like to do from a Friday to a Shabbos. Three categories which I'll go through one by one. Some of them are more kulladic, where one can do them even without the aid of Eruv Tafshilin. Chazal Bechlal never asked those types of melachas from Friday to Shabbos. One wouldn't even need an Eruv Tafshilin. They're more kulladik and asiyah and bishul. Others are more chumadik, that not only one may not do them from Friday to Shabbos, and Eruv Tafshilin wouldn't even help for those. We'll take them one by one. The first one, which is could be more kulladik, is those melachas not to actually directly in the preparation of food, asiyah or bishul. They are connected to food, but they don't actually prepare the food. For instance, hadlokas haneres and hitzor. Let's talk about when they you want to do that malach on Friday to help you to serve oichol nefesh. For instance, you need candles next to your table to give you light when you're eating, or hitzor, you need to carry something in the street on Friday afternoon, all to do with oichol nefesh. There are some Rishonim who hold the Chazal bichlal never asked you to do those from Friday to Shabbos. Had lochis aneis and hikzot, especially if it's a tzerach kovod oichel nefesh. There are some rishonim who hold that there's no issur at all in Rabbanon to do them from Friday to Shabbos. That's both in Shulchan Aruch, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, in Topkuf Chof Zayin. The Beis Yosef is medayik from, it's the chiddush of the Beis Yosef, that there are some rishonim who hold that Mishalo Irev Mutzah Lahadlik Neshel Shabbos V'yesh Reishim. If a person hasn't made an Erev Tavshilin, then the Mechabit has according to some rishonim one could. Of course he wouldn't be able to bake, he wouldn't be able to cook, he hasn't left an Erev Tavshilin. But nevertheless he could light candles and such like, and they bring the Rashpoel Avodas HaKodesh, who says Haikso as well. Any malacha which is not directly associated with actually preparing the food, like Afir or Bishul, those malachas, again, they are the Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, but they're not directly involved in the food preparation. According to some Rishonim, one doesn't even need an Erev Tavshilin. Somebody who forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin and wouldn't be able to cook and bake and such like, but according to one shita in the Mechaber, he can still do Haikso, he can still light candles, the covers, in order to have light whilst he's eating. The Iker shita, the Mogel Avraham and the Mishnah both passed him, like the second shita, that one's not allowed to. That just as Afir and Bishul is not permitted without the help of Erev Tavshilin, Haikso, Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, and Hadlokah Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, has to put an Erev Tavshilin, somebody knows that he's not going to cook, he doesn't need an Erev Tavshilin, will nevertheless also make an Erev Tavshilin in order to be badly kness and to do the melacha of Yisro. That's the first category, which is fairly simple. The second category is a type of, it's not even a melacha, it's something which is permitted on Shabbos and permitted on Yom Tov, which is no problem, but there's one halacha that one cannot do these things return the next day. One cannot put, let me give you examples, famous examples of washing dishes, making one's bed, folding clothes. These things are permitted on Shabbos and permitted on Yom Tov, but it's a mission in Shabbos. As hachona, type of hachona, one cannot do it for a weekday. On Shabbos or Yom Tov, one can wash the dishes Friday night for Shabbos morning, Yom Tov night and Yom Tov morning. One cannot do it on Zilzul Shabbos and Zilzul Yom Tov for the next day, which is a weekday. What's the din concerning doing these things from Yom Tov to Shabbos? In other words, a person wants to prepare and wash his dishes on Friday Yom Tov, the next day is Shabbos, wants to wash the dishes from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or make the beds from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Another shayla in halacha is brought, somebody wants, and in a shul they want to prepare the sefer Torah on Friday Yom Tov to Shabbos, which one wouldn't be able to prepare a sefer Torah on Yom Tov to Chol, on Shabbos to Chol. What's the din about preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Here it's this shayla, it could be more kuladik than Afir Bishul again. Rav Kivege in Simon Shin Beis is medayik from a Mishnah in Shabbos that one can do these things even without the aid of Erev Tavshilin. One's allowed to wash dishes on Friday afternoon of Kovet Shabbos, although one won't be able to wash dishes on a normal Yom Tov for a weekday or on a Shabbos for a weekday, but one may wash the dishes from Yom Tov to Shabbos. One wouldn't do it from one day Yom Tov to the next day Yom Tov, but one would be able to wash the dishes from Yom Tov to Shabbos without the Erev Tavshilin. That's the shita of the Kiva Eger. The Stifler brings in the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah, Kimat says, in fact says Mefurish, exactly like the Kiva Eger, the same view, that on, from these Isurim of preparing one's bed, folding one's clothes, washing dishes, and again the Posting discuss rolling a Sefer Torah for Shabbos, like with Kiva Eger, that one can do it even without an Erev Tavshilin. However, the other Poskim disagree, and the Mishabur is Machmir, again, that one cannot do it without an Erev Tavshilin, but with an Erev Tavshilin, the Mishabur says, Avada, one can. So again, Kivega says without an Erev Tavshilin is Mutter, but the Mishabur is Machmir, that without an Erev Tavshilin one cannot, but with an Erev Tavshilin, just as one can cook and bake from Shabbos to Yom Tov, one may do these things, one can wash dishes from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's the second category. The third one is a very important halacha, which is brought in Tov Kuf Chof Kef. There are more passages in interesting shayla. It's built on the Gemara and Beitza. Somebody, Eruve Chaseiris, somebody wants to have, needs Eruve Chaseiris for Shabbos. Eruve Chaseiris is a mechanism in order to be carried from one Shabbat Yachid to another Shabbat Yachid. One needs it specifically for Shabbos more than Yom Tov, in order to be married through Shabbat Yachid. If Yom Tov falls on Friday and a person hasn't yet prepared his Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos, Can a person prepare an can a person make a Eruvei Chaseris on Friday the Kovod Shabbos? If the Gemara says in Beit, clearly one cannot make an Eruvei Chaseris on Yom Tov Friday the Kovod Shabbos for Shabbos. There's a big machlokes Rishonim whether we're talking about Dafka without an Eruv Tashlilin, or even somebody who's made an Eruv Tashlilin, can he still not make his Eruvei Chaseris from Friday to Shabbos? And the Ramah in Tovkuf Chochet passes that even with Eruv Tashlilin, one still not, cannot make Eruvei Chaseris on Friday to Shabbos. That's how the Ummah passes. The question is why? What's the issue of preparing? Eruvei Chaseris is normally to Melacha, Mepsik and Mepsakim, but the Tzor Eichon Lef, one can do it on Yom Tov. Why can one not do it from Friday to Shabbos with the help of an Eruv Tavshilin? And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Mogen Avraham, Mogen Avraham for clearly reason, that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes, that the reason why one cannot make Eruvei Chaseris on Friday to Shabbos, even with the aid of Eruv Tavshilin, is because Eruv Tavshilin was only ever instituted by Chazal to permit you to do malachas to do with oichel nefesh, baking and cooking, and now we said before possibly hoitzah and hadlaka, which have all got shaychas to oichel nefesh, to eating your food. A Eruvei Chaseris has absolutely no connection to eating. It's simply in order to be able to carry. It's a malacha which is done, has no shaychas, no connection to oichel nefesh. Eruv Tavshilin was never instituted to permit that issur d'rabbanan of preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes in the name of the Mogen Avraham. That's the pshat in the Ramah why it's offered to prepare Eruv Chaseris from Friday to Shabbos with Eruv Tavshilin. This has great relevance to us for somebody who wants to carry on Friday for Shabbos something which has no shaychus to Eruv Nefesh. Very simple case, somebody wants to carry a machzor on Friday afternoon, Lekovic Shabbos. He wants to carry in the street in a place where there's no Eruv to carry a machza from Friday to Shabbos, where he's doing a Meleches Eitzor. It has no Shaychus to Meleches Eichel Nefesh. It's his talis, his machza, whatever it is, according to the seemingly Akunta Moglabom in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's also Midrabonon, as you cannot do a Melacha from Friday to Shabbos, and here Eruv Tavshilin will not permit it. There's no head to Eruv Tavshilin called the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogen Avraham to do any Melacha which has no shaychus to the Eichel Nefesh with the aid of Eruv Tavshilin. That's what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogen Avraham. Another case, for instance, would be lighting candles. If somebody is not eating in the house on Friday night, they're being invited out for a meal, and they still light candles in their house, not to help, not as covered and only Shabbos, because they're not eating there. It's only our Shalom Bayis when they come home in the dark, they shouldn't trip over, and they should be able to see where they're going. The lighting of those candles on Friday afternoon Yom Tov for Shabbos has no shaychus to Eichel Nefesh. It's a hadlaka, a melacha gemura, which has no shaychus to Eichel Nefesh. It's only Mishum Shalom Bayis in order they should see where he's going when he comes home Friday night. There again, there would be no heter according to the Mishnah Berurah to one would be able to light Friday afternoon the Kovod Shabbos without the help of Eruv Tavshilin. That's according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogen Avraham Pshat in the Ramah. Rebbe Akiva Eiger takes another mahalach, explains differently the Ramah. Why is it that a person cannot make a Eruvei Chaseris on Friday for Shabbos with the aid of Eruv Tavshilin? Not like the Mishnah Berurah and Mogen Avraham say, because when it's not connected to food preparation, there's no heter of Eruv Tavshilin. He says, Avada Eruv Tavshilin is matter all types of malachas. When it's a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, not a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. He says quite simple in Kiveda. He says, as we explained before, the whole head of Eruv Tavshilin is only with Hoyel. Hoyel or Mikle Le'erchim, the malacha you're doing for Shabbos, could in principle be used for Friday. Theoretically, guests could come and you could use it on Friday. Says Reb Kiveda, Eruvei Chaseris have absolutely no purpose, cannot be used on Yom Tov. You're making it in the middle of Yom Tov, you might not even need Eruvei Chaseris on Yom Tov, it's not going to help you on Yom Tov. These Eruvei Chaseris, one can't introduce the concept of Hoyel. Says Reb Kiveda in two places, and the Negev Yehuda in Shuvos as well as Mochak like that the Pshat in the Ramah is a completely different reason. It's a local halach in Eruvei Chaseris, because you haven't got the heter of Hoyel with Eruvei Chaseris. It's a local halach in Eruvei Chaseris. Eruvei Chaseris, according to Rabbi, if you haven't got Hoyel, you're left with an Issa Deraisa preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov. That's the reason why the Ramah doesn't permit you to make an Eruv Chaseris on Friday for Shabbos when Friday is Yom Tov, even with Eruv Tavshilin, because you haven't got the heter of Hoyel. But of course, as a Kiega, if it wouldn't be for that, if there would be a het of hoyel, Eruv Tavshilin is matir all malachas. Whether it's Eichel Nefesh, whether it's not Eichel Nefesh, there's absolutely no makor to say that Eruv Tavshilin doesn't permit you to do any malacha. Of course, every melacha, as long as you have the head of Hoyle Kunjib Kivega. And as I say, the Nadi Yehuda as well. So coming back to the halacha, let's come back a stage. To fold clothes, to wash the dishes, a kunjub kivega, one can do it even without a tafshilin. The Mishabur disagrees with kivega, but he says, with a tafshilin, one could prepare one's clothes for Shabbos, one can wash up, one could be going to the Sefer Torah. The problem is that the Mishabur him, Tovkuf Chokhev, holds that anything which needs a tafshilin is not muta unless it's Eichel Nefesh Mamush. So if you don't hold the Rib Kivega and you hold that you need an Eiv Tafshilin to be able to wash your plate and such like, why is it that the Mishabur says that I disagree with Kivega, that I need an Eiv Tafshilin, and an Eiv Tafshilin helps when the Mishabur holds that Eiv Tafshilin only helps the Melechus of Eichel Nefesh? That's the steal in the Mishabur. The simplest way to get out of it is that the Mishabur felt, since these things, preparing, washing dishes, preparing your bed, according to Rib Kivega, doesn't even need an Eiv Tafshilin. So at least, since anyway, Kuntub Kivega, one doesn't need an Eiv Tafshilin, even though the Mishabur doesn't want to hold you don't, to be so completely Kuntub Kivega that you don't need an Eiv Tafshilin, but with the seal of the other Kivega, that even Melachos, which are not Eichel Nefesh, one can use Eiv Tafshilin, he permits the alcohol problem with Eiv Tafshilin. That's why washing dishes, preparing the bed for the next day, which is not a Melach, it's only Zilzul, the Mishabur permits alcohol problem with an Eiv Tafshilin. But when it comes to Melachos Gemurot, such as Hitzor and such like, and according to the Mishabur and the Mogen Avraham, Melachos Gemurot which are not connected to Eichel Nefesh, one cannot do without an Eiv Tafshilin. I'll sum up again in a minute, but just let me finish off. There's a Shuvah B'Avnei Miluim and the Hoyos Nosson where they also discuss, it seems there was the minute to wash up, no question, to wash up from Friday to Shabbos with the help of an Eiv Tafshilin. The Hoyos Nosson says some people have a minute not to wash up from Friday to Shabbos even with an Eiv Tafshilin. Some of you have that minute shouldn't change, but there's no question about it. If you haven't got that minute, then to wash up and to prepare the bed with the help of Eiv Tafshilin is muta. And as we said, by Melachos Gemurot who come to the Mishabur, one cannot do if there are no shaychus to Eichel Nefesh. However, the present day Poskim, including the Cheshav Eifesh and Matazadek HaSadik Livrocha, he has a long teshuvah, and he disagrees with the Mishabur for various reasons. He says that even Melachos which are not shaychus to Eichel Nefesh, such as carrying a machta and a talis, that's the classical case, where Pazza says one can be making as long as one's made an Eiv Tafshilin. One can be mekel with all melachos, even those which haven't got a shaykh to Eichel Nefesh, one can carry without an Eiv Tafshilin. Because one of the reasons is with Seinu Chomev Kiveigis, Pshatim Nirumor, that the reason why you can't do Eiv Chatzeus is a local halacha in Eiv Chatzeus, because there's no hoyle, but any other melacha, as long as you can use hoyle, in other words, you've got a hoyle melacha and you could theoretically use it that day, then he's got few sniffim lehokin, he says one can do those melachos with the help of Eichel Nefesh. Just to sum up quickly, as far as Rafia and Bishul is concerned, actually cooking and baking, one may not do it without an Eiv Tafshilin, one may do it with an Eiv Tafshilin, as we all do, with one important proviso that we must be able to be used the concept of hoyle. It must be done by Oida Yom Godel, where it's still theoretically possible to serve that food Friday afternoon. That's as far as cooking and baking is concerned. Melachos connected with food.
If you cook it over, just warming it up, putting on the grill, say half an hour before.
Yes, it's
a high level, but not too easily. Warming up.
Melachos connected with food, such as Hadlocha and Eitzol, Lezorech Eichel Nefesh, although the one fit in the Mechabe is one doesn't need an Eiv Tafshilin. Nevertheless, it seems the Ikka Shita is like the second Shita, and one has to have an Eiv Tafshilin in order to be able to light candles with Kovod Shabbos, with Kovod to be able to eat Friday night. Where if the person didn't need to leave an Eiv, he mustn't even do Hadlocha and such like, unlike the first Shita in Shulchan Aruch. One has to have an Eiv Tafshilin, and then of course one can light candles, do Hoytzor, Letzorech Eichel Nefesh. Those Yisurim which aren't really Melochus, they're Mutter both on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one just cannot do them on a weekday. And again, according to Kiveiga, one could really do those even without an Eiv Tafshilin, such as to be girl the Sefer Torah on Friday, to wash the dishes, to fold the clothes. But nevertheless, the Mishabur is machmen non-Eiv Kiveiga, that without an Eiv Tafshilin, one may not do it. with a negative tafshin in the Mishnah Berurah says one can, which is we explained the bit of a chiddush, as we're going to see in a minute, but with a negative tafshin in the Mishnah Berurah says no problem. These types of things one can do from Friday to Shabbos, although they're not connected to Echel Nefesh, but they're not melachos anyway, so teenager holds we don't even need a Erev Tavshilin. So with an Erev Tavshilin, one can wash dishes from Friday to Shabbos, one can make one's bed from Friday to Shabbos, one can be goyel the Sefer Torah from Friday to Shabbos.
Shabbos itself can one goyel the Sefer for Shabbos?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, but one won't need to from Shabbos to Choyel or from Yom Tov to Choyel. We couldn't have next Shabbos, yeah. But here, with the and the final halacha, which is quite important, is those melachos which have no shaychus to echel nefesh, but the melachos gemuros, such as ritzol, which has no shaychus to echel nefesh, to carry one's machverim or one's talis, those are the classical cases. According to the simple words of the Mishnah Berurah and the Mogen Avraham, it's a mefurash of the more that one makes, it's offered to do, and one cannot do, even if one put an eruv tafshilin. Eruv tafshilin does not permit those melachos which have no shaychus to echel nefesh. If Kivega disagrees, he says that's not pshat in the Ramah, and although from the Mishnah Berurah one wouldn't be able to do it, nevertheless the Cheshev Eifed and his other Shuvahs from the Be'er Moshe and such like who say that one can do it, of course, only with the aid of a Negev Tavshilin. Yeah.